WCKUT Radio McGill 93 FM. A fresh breath of alternate air.
Good evening and welcome. This is the Joss and Plastic Program. Thank you so much for tuning in for this evening. This has been a fantastic weekend, I think, for everyone. A big, big, major dose of vitamin D. Holiday summer is upon us. And with this week on Drastic Plastic, it is a bonus. Three amigos. That's right. All three amigos behind their respective microphones in their studios located in and around Canada and United States. So, joining me, of course, is Mark from the Rock and Roll Report and Motorsport Prospects.
Good evening.
And, of course, our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks.
Good evening.
Lots of great music lined up for you for this evening, so do stick around. Let's move things over to Mark from Krabby Road Studios.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Report. Turn it up.
As we truly kick off summer, I thought that it would be fun to play cool songs from bands that actually do not exist. That's right. The songs are great. The bands just are made for TV or film, kind of like the Monkees. So we're going to kick things off with a really a great pop classic that never was. This is The Wonders with That Thing You Do here on the Drastic Plastic Program on the Three Amigos edition on CKUT 90.3 FM. Turn it up.
Always do, and you don't.
It's a tragedy. I tells you that with all the acclaim heaped on the Beatles, that the Ruttles were sadly sidelined and rarely ever mentioned in the same breath. And they should, because as you can hear from that classic track, Get Up and Go, the Ruttles really were more than just a prefab four. They were musical icons. on their own. Hard to say that with a straight face, but that was the classic band that did not exist, the Ruddles, with their cover of Get Up and Go, which actually, from what I understand, when they wanted to put that on their album, the Beatles record label refused because it sounded too close to Get Back. And George Harrison actually had to intervene to allow them to release it. And he's like, it's fine with us and we are the band. So, but it is uncanny. I mean, all the Ruddles, if you've never really listened to them, just go and dive in, because it is uncanny how much they sound like the Beatles in all their eras. And the lyrics are quite brilliant. So have fun. It's a great, great trip. Before that was The Wonders with That Thing You Do, from the original motion picture soundtrack of That Thing You Do. That was a Tom Hanks vehicle about a fictional band from the 60s that shot up in fame and then basically dropped down just as quickly. But that song is definitely a catchy homage to early 60s pop. And well done, for sure. And that's it for my set this time. I'll be back with set two. We're going to go a little bit harder. Ciao.
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. Oh. 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you're going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to
11. 11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Radio. Better than the internet. No reading required.
This is Monica Passos for CQUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
It's that time once again to send things over to our man from Manchester at Strangeway Studios.
Armitage Shanks! Hi! Tyler! Tyler! Armitage Shanks! Hi! Hi! Tyler! 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 Tyler!
Hiya, mates. This is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester, and bringing you on this Three Amigos special edition of Drastic Plastic, my own special Glastonbury edition, which was going on for 4 days this preceding weekend in the UK. It's basically a larger and much more historic Oceaga. And imagine an Oceaga where one camps out for 4 or 5 nights in a tent. In any case, first act I'm bringing you is a brand new group. It's called The Wave, or The Weave, W-A-E-V-E is how it's spelled. Don't quite know how to pronounce it yet. In fact, I don't quite know if this band was at Oceaga. There are only two people in the band. The first needs no introduction, Graham Coxon of Blur. And he's partnered up with Rose Eleanor Dougal. And this first single from the collaboration is, well, it's really Something Pretty. And that's the name of the song, Something Pretty, here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Call the police. And while you're there, unplug me. Mainframe, 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 main chain. What's your name? It's all the same. Want the fame? Play the game.
Call the police.
And what we just heard kicking off the set was Something Pretty by The Wave or The Weave. Again, jury's out on how to pronounce it. I'm sure we'll find out soon. In any case, keep listening to it. I'm expecting big things from the forthcoming debut album from The Wave or The Weave. And following up is one of the revelations of this year's Glastonbury. It's a band from Leeds called English Teacher. I played their first single, Andrastic Plastic, last month. They followed up with a second single called Mental Maths, which is what I just played for you. And it's off their forthcoming EP, Poly Awkward. Well, that's it for the set. Short and sweet. I'll be back with another Glastonbury-influenced set later in the show. In the meantime, I'm passing the mic back to my two amigos.
Okay, and so my opening sets can begin with two pieces of music. One of them is going to be a song from Harriet Pilbeam, who's otherwise known as Hatchie from Brisbane, Australia. As well, we're going to hear something from a recording duo from the Brighton, UK, and they are known as ARXX. This is something from their 2019 EP. This is a song called Swallowed the Sun here on the Drastic Plastic Program.
I think I'm sorry.
okaying what we just heard in that last set. That was a song from Harriet Pilbeam, who comes from Brisbane, Australia. Her professional name is known as Hatchie, and what we heard is a something from her record that she released in April of this year. The album is called Giving the World Away. We heard the song The Key. And before that, it was a recording duo from Brighton in the UK, actually, called ARXX, and that's something we heard from their 2019 EP entitled Wrong Girl, Honey. And the song we heard was a song called Swallowed the Sun. More music for you when we return. Let's take this quick break and we'll return back with more music from the other two amigos. You're listening to the Drastic Plastic Program right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Scrambled eggs with a side of Smokies.
Coming up.
We're at exit 37 at the renowned Bob's Diner truck stop, where the customers are as demanding as they are driven.
Hey, Sally. How about a little half and half for my coffee here?
Here you go.
They don't know it, but we've secretly replaced their normal coffee creamer with Mama's Pride Human Breast Milk Creamer.
Sally, you guys switch coffee or something? This tastes great. It's so rich and strangely comforting.
Excuse me, sir.
Huh? Where the hell'd you... Hey, aren't you that trivia game show guy?
It's not the coffee. It's the creamer. Mama's Pride Human Breast Milk Creamer.
I'm drinking human breast milk?
That's right. It's richer, sweeter, and more nutritious.
Human breast milk? Huh. Makes sense.
Not just any breast milk. Mama's Pride Human Breast Milk. Baby yourself with Mama's Pride.
Radio. It's like TV without all the colors.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
It's time now to send things over to Krabby Road Studios with Mark.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Report. Turn it up.
Now, for set two, I'm going a little bit harder edged, and the first track I'm going to play is from the fake band Infant Sorrow. Now, if you have never seen Get 'Em to the Greek with Russell Brand, I highly recommend it, because that's where this song comes from. Now, Russell Brand, who is quite the character, invented this band, Infant Sorrow, and his persona, Aldous Snow, as the lead singer of the band. And that character was introduced in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which is a great movie. But in Get 'Em to the Greek, he expands on it, and it's hysterical. And the thing, though, that got me was, as ridiculous as the music is, like the lyrics for sure, the music's actually really, really good. And this is a perfect example. This is one of my favorite tracks. Listen to the words. You might be offended, but probably I think you'll just laugh instead. This is The Clap from Infant Sorrow here on the Drastic Plastic Program on CKUT 90.3 FM. Turn it up and piss off your neighbors.
We got it.
And that was a cover of the Van Halen classic, Beautiful Girls, by probably, in my opinion, the heir to the Spinal Tap throne as the best fake rock band ever, Steel Panther. And that was a single they released during COVID. It's actually, I mean, it's a straightforward video because it's, you know, the four guys separated playing. But it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool to watch them. And the interesting thing about bands like Steel Panther or The Ruddles are that it's actually, they're great musicians. It's actually quite difficult to do a proper piss take on a rock band. You know, Spinal Tap, for example, spent a lot of time and a lot of effort in actually playing the music and working out the lyrics and how the songs are going to sound, to the point where so many bands thought that they were basically insulting them. Like, apparently Iron Maiden were absolutely furious with Spinal Tap because they thought they were kind of making fun of them. When in fact, yeah, they are, but they're all, it's also in a way, like, again, to use that fancy term, an homage to the music. So, yeah, it's difficult to be funny, to do it right. And all the bands, like all the songs that I played in these two sets, in my opinion, do it perfectly right, including The Clap by Infant Sorrow, which is, oh, it's just a classic. Well, that's it for me. I hope you're having a wonderful summer, and take care, be safe. Cheers.
And now it's off to Strangeway Studios for another segment from our man from Manchester.
All transmitters to pull, all receivers to boost. This is London calling. This is London calling.
And we're back to Glastonbury, mates. Can you just feel it? The scent of unwashed several hundred thousand people surrounding you, the cacophony of music emanating from 96. Yes, 96, and I believe me, I am no fan of that number these days for obvious reasons. But 96 different stages? And you know what? Most of those people there would rather be nowhere else. And I wish I was there. I've never been. It's on my bucket list. I have certainly mates that have gone. But that's a whole nother story. Perhaps some of you are listening to this broadcast on a archived version, which CKUT is, of course, kind enough to do for the past. Well, they've extended it even from 3 months to 6 months for any show, including ours, Drastic Plastic. So maybe some of you are listening to Drastic Plastic after you've left Glastonbury. If so, please hit us up. Let us know how your festival experience was. In any case, the next two tracks are from the festival. They are further discoveries, certainly that I'm championing, as well as many others, including the BBC, XFM, and just general social media. The first is a brand new band from Belfast. They're called Robo Cobra Quartet. And off their debut album, Living Isn't Easy, I bring you Wellness. Here on Drastic Plastic, CKUT 90.3 FM, the special Three Amigos edition.
Minutes sleep. I have analyzed my sleep over the years and found this is the perfect amount for me. I often go to Hyde Park, take off my shoes and stare at the sun for 20 minutes. Being barefoot grounds me and I receive electrons from the earth. I sun stare because the UV rays aren't harmful to my eyes the first hour after sunrise, and it resets my circadian rhythms. 8 a.m. Take a shower using natural products. Chemicals found in shower gels can be harmful. I weigh myself and test my urine pH with a litmus test strip. My human charger, a device that shines light into my ear and gives me energy. Make bulletproof coffee. After I've had my coffee, I fill out a spreadsheet on my computer with how well I've slept and my urine pH. 9 a.m. When I arrive at the office, I fist bump every member of the team, 15 in total, and I often take a nootropic drug called aniracetam. It calms my brain and it gives me clearer thinking. Standing desk in my office, and I often wear blue light blocking glasses to cut out junk light. I have a quartz crystal that I place next to me while I'm editing photos. I work by Himalayan salt lamp. It helps to get rid of the harmful energy that's all around us with Wi-Fi and electricity. Goodness knows what it can be doing to my body. Goodness knows. Goodness knows. Between meetings, I try to have a shot of activated charcoal. They sell it at Pret now. We're so blessed in Britain. So blessed. So blessed. So blessed. So blessed. So blessed. So blessed. So blessed.
And there you have it, mates. My two tracks capturing some of the highlights of this year's Glastonbury Festival. We started out with Robo Cobra Quartet, which is a brand new band from Belfast. From their album, Living Isn't Easy, and the track, Wellness. And we followed up with, and I did hear this live, it was, oh boy, an iconic festival moment, if ever there was one. It's by a band, Confidence Man. They've been around a couple of years. Their current album that just came out in April is called Tilt. And this track feels like a different thing. Wow, I mean, that's one of those. I can only imagine if you were there live at the festival at Worthy Farm and just soaking it all in. It even features a chorus partway through. So it's what you want to hear if you're at Glastonbury or any other festival for that matter. In any case, this is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester, signing off. And remember, I'm just taking the piss.
Radio, it's like magic, but invisible.
And that will just about do it for tonight's Drastic Plastic. In programming notes, as we flip the calendar forward, it's July. And we're going to kick things off with myself behind the microphone here on Drastic Plastic, bringing you what will be episode 4 of our ongoing rock documentary, one that we're calling The Rock Dig, as we're playing and examining musics from England and the UK of the British psychedelic and pop and rock sounds of that era. As well, don't forget, at 27th Hour of Horror follows us here on Drastic Plastic. So on behalf of Mark and Armitage Shanks and, of course, myself, thanks again for taking the time for tuning in. I'm going to leave you now with a selection from a long line of tribute musicians who have paid homage to the 40th anniversary of The Clash and the release of Combat Rock. Yes, it's been 40 years. This is Ranking Roger and his version of Rock the Casbah. Good night. We'll see you again next time. And since all the girls just keep on coming to me down, no me no born no zad, just go sucker rocking and see all the way down there. So all the girls just keep on coming down, don't me no clown is ever till you pop a rock at the microphone stand, keep it rocking and sway. Hey, tell you about this song, I'll let you know. Tell you about this song, come down with me. Introducing I man, the man called Ranking Roger at the microphone to keep it rocking and swing as I will say. Come and say, come on, everybody. Do the Casbah, rock the
special request to the Clash drummer. A special request to...
Radio listeners in Montreal and around the world, this is the 27th Hour of Chaos, Horror and Disorder on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your captain tonight, and here we are, the 27th of June, so... what better time to do a completely 100% Canadian content episode? Yes! If only this was so candy. Anyway, only Canadian punk bands tonight. And it's going to be essential classics and top tracks. We're going to go all the way back to the mid-70s for some proto-punk. And we're going to come up relatively recently, at least in the last 20 years. Nothing but hits tonight as we recognize that, yes, there is Canadian